Hello and welcome to It's About Youth. My name is Soraya Mia, and on today's episode, we have a very special guest. Her name is Hawa Rizwana Rizwan. If you don't know her yet, she was a news and TV anchor, actually studied journalism, but now an up and rising superstar. She has just ventured her career into acting as well as modeling. So thank you so much, Hawa, for joining
us. Thank you, Soraya, for having me.
Hello,
everyone. Hi.
Hawa, everybody probably who don't know you yet, they want to know, you know, how did you begin your career? Tell us, tell the audience.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for having me. Long story short, and I've never even planned to, you know, be a news presenter or a TV host or even an actress. But I just follow the flow. I studied my best, and then at the same time, I started my internship at this one talk show, live talk show program. We talk about women's issues and current affairs. So I did my internship there, and they offered me to work as a journalist and a TV news presenter at that time. That was in 2017. And after a year and a half at this one TV station, and then I was offered to another TV station also as a journalist and TV news presenter. Then I was a full-time employee, and I decided to pursue my master's because I think I need a backup, and at the same time, in case one day I might want to go into the education industry.
So what master's course did you take?
Communications.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
Because that's what I studied for my degree, journalism, so might as well take something familiar, right? And then I found that I didn't even have any time to breathe because you work, you know, as a journalist, you work like nonstop.
Understand.
And at night for the news segment, it's like from like 4 until 9. And then with other offers, to work, like, to create contents. Because now that's the era. And then after that, I decided for survival, for stability, I decided to quit as a journalist and just present the news as a part-timer. But I enjoyed it so much. And then I saw, macam, what a waste, because I studied journalism and then just present the news.
Okay.
But at the same time, I was doing my master's, so you can't have it all.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, a few months later, I got offered for the talk show that I did my intern. And then another talk show, we talk about health. And then I was offered as a radio announcer. It's like more of a serious genre. We talk about current issues. And then long story short, last November, I entered the entertainment industry. Wasn't in my plan, and then right now I'm doing my laptop radio era on Saturday, and just started acting. So that's the whole story.
That's a lot of things within you know, a couple of years.
Yeah, it
does sound like you okay. So you want to actually pursue in the future, perhaps, you know, in education, and like, you know, perhaps the media industry, people in general might look at you like, oh, she's, you know, she's probably beautiful, popular, but then they don't get, you know, the part where you're actually beauty with brains.
Oh,
so like what would you like to advocate, you know, to people who are interested to pursue their career? Because generally this episode we are talking about, you know, media content creation and how this industry is actually a very growing industry.
Exactly.
Aside from the mainstream media, where we also have, you know, social media and on social media platforms, you have quite a following. You have about 800,000 followers on Instagram. So what is your advice to all of these young people, young Malaysians who actually want to pursue their career in sort of the media industry or content creation?
Saraya is being too kind right now, but it's all rezeki. But yeah, to me, have something extra and have the right intention. It's not all about glam, because right now, especially with all these social media platforms, everyone can easily be famous, be known easily,
exactly.
For good reasons or the opposite reasons. But to me, have the right intention, because if you truly have a passion to give information to other people, to be the first to give the right exact information to other people, and at least have something extra. If you're into fashion, you can be a fashion journalist, you can be a fashion TV host. If you're into law or policy, you can be a news presenter. Or, you know, you can be a TV host, but to be the one that people inspired, you have to have something extra. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally get your point on that one. And I so agree with your point when you actually said, you know, that having a following, you actually have sort of a responsibility. It's not about just the glam. You want to advocate, you want to educate the public. So perhaps, you know, what do you think, you know, the media industry currently, what does it lack and where do you think it could actually, you know, improve?
Yeah. It's very tough because right now everyone wants to be the first to, you know, to share the news or the stories. To me, I mean, it's doing okay. But at the same time, I wish there would be more positivity. There would be more positive or good news. We should celebrate more. We should, like, advocate more and give more awareness in terms of... Because right now... as much as there are so many advantages of social media, there are disadvantages. Mental health, people should be more aware of. So I think we should highlight more on the positive news instead of, you know, gossips. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
negative gossips. It's always room, you know, to make things, to create drama. And I guess when we have a responsibility online, I mean, it's always good to be kinder to others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as readers also, because sometimes we have to choose what we read, right? But sometimes it's just there on your timeline. We have to choose, okay, what is the get out from this? Okay, if this news is negative, how to make it positive? Mm-hmm. How can I be a better person by reading this, as much as it's so negative? But it's depend on us.
Well, okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, the good side about social media. We understand that this industry also has a very big potential to grow entrepreneurs, you know, per se. People are calling themselves, you know, content creators, influencers, and even entrepreneurs. So what are your thoughts about this?
Okay. I'm really amazed by people who can create content. You know, with all the transitions, I've shot like many videos, but tak pernah jadi pun.
Susah.
Because with all the time and commitment, mm-hmm. and their creativity, so I think we should celebrate that. Mm-hmm. But as entrepreneurs, I think it is good because you can work and you can sell your products everywhere and anywhere. But I think it's good for them to know some ethics. Because I'm quite worried of the future generations because, you know, they see all this, they read and they hear all these languages that they're not supposed to say or know. So I think it is good. We should celebrate it and we should support, especially our local entrepreneurs. But at the same time, I think there should be
More regulations?
Yes, and guidelines.
Okay, so in terms of when you talk about, you know, regulations and guidelines, and if this industry, you know, it's growing and continuously growing, what do you think the Malaysian government or the Communications and Multimedia Ministry could actually do to better the industry or at least in the social media space?
Because we heard that TikTok restricts those 18-year-old and below to use TikTok more than an hour, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I know it's not easy to like block anyone to do this and to do that. I think be more strict on the products that are sold on social media, and probably those who are really qualified to sell products. So I think more on that, but other than that, I think
actually that's a very, very good point. You know, nowadays we see a lot of entrepreneurs, and I mean, by all means, it's great that people are starting their own businesses, you know, to make a living and whatnot. But also, my question to you is, what about, you know, these products that are overpromising? That are, you know, some influencers they take any products at all, and then they perhaps have a very minimal knowledge on the product, and then they advocate with about, you know, 2 million, sometimes 3 million followers on Instagram. Everybody sort of just, you know, believe what they say. So what do you think about this?
Yeah. Because I was there, I was younger. And then at that time, it's all about, at that time, my followers from 6,000, and suddenly within days it went up to 80,000 for some reason. And then there were offers to review products and products that you've never heard of, but they pay good. Mm-hmm. But luckily I have my parents. I mean, at that age you were quite rebellious, but luckily I have my parents, my dad and my mom. They always told me that it's not all about the money, it's about your credibility and it's about how people see you. If you promote like everything just because of money, your image. Mm-hmm. So I think we should choose and be sincere about it, because as you grow, and I think experience do help, and the people around you that advise you, I think you have to pick and choose the products that you really use. And if you haven't used it, I think you should like experience it before you share, because that's the responsibility. And anyone can be influencers, but to maintain, because everyone can easily be famous, but for survival, for long term, you should be more careful and be wise in choosing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So choose your products.
Yeah.
Choose your brand as well. That's
exactly,
how you, because
yeah,
in this industry you are your own boss. So you,
exactly,
you sort of choose, you know, what kind of image you want to put out there,
yeah,
and what kind of influence or what kind of what do you want to share with the general public. So we are going to talk more about, you know, how is pivot into maybe acting, hosting, and also mm-hmm, radio announcing after the break. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to It's About Youth. I'm Saraya Mia and I'm speaking to former news anchor, journalist, Hawa Rizwana Rizwan, who now is a lot of things, actually. She's now into acting. She's now a radio announcer, as well as a host and also modeling. Mm. So, Hawa, before we get into, you know, more on your career, just now in the first
block, I love your name.
Oh, thank
you.
Yeah,
when you first texted me, to Saraya Mia. Oh, wow, beautiful name. Sorry.
Thank you so much. Well, that was so random, but yeah. Okay, anyway, I was talking about, you know, how you started your career, and then you had mentioned, actually, before this, you suddenly had, like, you know, people started following you,
yeah,
or you went viral, they call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know you for, you know, how you look like Nilofa,
yeah,
sort of, yeah. So
gosh.
So do you think that that's also had influenced or helped your career in some sense?
Like it or not, people recognize me because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But alhamdulillah, to be compared to Nilofa, she's someone who's amazing. She's very beautiful. She's very smart. And I've known her since I was 14, you know, been reading her. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then it's very inspiring, but at the same time, to be compared to someone who's really experienced, sometimes...
Pressure.
Yeah, pressure and emotionally mm-hmm, not okay. But I've worked with her, and then she's amazing. She's really inspiring. So I think it helped me to be more comfortable with it, with the comparison. But at the same time, I don't think that anyone want to be known as someone who look like this or look like that. And I think it helps me, or it forced me to know my strength, mm-hmm, to know what I'm good at, to be known as me, myself, mm-hmm, someone who are well grown by my parents. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now you're your own person.
Hopefully, inshallah, I'm still learning, still finding myself.
We all are. We all really are. So tell us how the transition really was. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, you've never really been into entertainment, because, you know, journalism,
yeah,
current affairs,
yeah,
and
yeah,
entertainment is not that similar. So
at all.
Tell us your story.
Okay, because it was never in my plan. I've never dreamt of become an actress or an entertainment TV host or radio era even. But alhamdulillah, it's so different. But at first, I wasn't really well received by some audience,
yeah,
because I think
normal.
They've seen me on the news, on mm-hmm, like serious programs for more than 5 years. I've been doing that for more than 5 years, and it's different,
yeah,
because on entertainment, the content are different, and your body language is different, your language even is different. For example, on serious talk shows, you can't even say Korean. Right?
Yes, yes.
You
of
say
course.
Anda like all the time, and I've been saying anda for 5 years.
Do you actually say that in Meletup, like anda?
At first, sometimes. Yeah, but depends on your guests and your audience, right? You can't say Korean to like senior actors, right?
Oh, and is then, it? I have no idea. I would probably just go in and be like, "Hey, Korean." I don't know. Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm in news.
Yeah, and then that's some of the challenges, but I'm learning. From Nabil, my co-host, even my friends from Ira, Radin, Pak Azad, they're like so relaxed. And I think because of my personality as the only daughter in the family, my parents are really, really strict. So I think my personality and my experience in working with news shapes me to be someone who's quite uptight, maybe, and very controlled. So I'm glad, I think that's the hikmah or silver linings of suddenly jumping into the entertainment industry to find the other side, the fine side of me. Mm-hmm. So it's been like 5 months, I think, and I'm learning, and I hope one day we'll find our strength and what we're good at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it's definitely a process. Especially, you know, discovering new sides of ourselves,
yeah,
perhaps, you know,
yeah,
in different segments of the media industry that you go into. Now you mentioned just now, you know, some of the challenges or one of the challenges. What are perhaps other obstacles that as a woman, mm-hmm, you know, to be on the forefront of things, you know, not only on television,
yeah,
but also on social media, mm-hmm, dealing with people call, you know, netizens.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any experiences for yourself?
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah?
I've had. But alhamdulillah, there are more support than, you know, hatred. But at the same time, you know, there are like 100 comments commenting about how good you are, how beautiful you are, how they love you. But sometimes there are like one comment that talks bad about you that's so negative, and you tend to focus on that one comment.
Yeah.
It's not easy, and you tend, I tend to overthink about it over and over again.
Trust me, me too.
Yeah, kind. But luckily, I have my cousin, my support system, my friends that are willing to hear all my rants, my complaints about these comments. So I think different people, we deal differently. Mm-hmm. So with me, I cry or I tell them like, why are there these people in this world and why they exist and why do they have the heart to say these things? Mm-hmm. So to me, as long as it's back to our intention of posting or doing anything or wearing anything is we know the right intention, so believe in that. Mm-hmm. And as long as you have your family and friends who tell you that what you're doing is okay, that you're on the right track, so mm-hmm, that's fine, that's okay.
Yeah. I really like the part about intentions.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we tend to get lost.
Yeah.
We tend to get lost in perhaps the fame, the numbers, and then
yeah,
we forget, you know, like, why is the reason, what
exactly
is the purpose
yeah,
that you are actually given this opportunity in the first place? Okay, so now let's talk a little bit more about backtracking.
All right,
when
throwback.
Throwback. So
all right,
how I was actually born in the US.
Yeah.
But then now you're currently a Malaysian citizen.
So are you, right?
Yes, me too. So the difference between me and Hawa is that actually both of her parents are Malaysian.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, my mom is Malaysian and my father is not. He's foreigner from Thailand. And the situation, so the situation for citizenships, you know, to confer to these children born overseas is very different. I was actually not given the natural or the automatic citizenship rights.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Hawa was given the automatic citizenship,
yeah,
right, because
yeah,
of both of her parents.
Yeah.
So this is actually a topic that's being talked about a lot.
Since last year.
It was actually about 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah,
when
yeah,
Family
yeah,
Frontiers actually brought it up to the court.
Yep.
So now we are actually awaiting for the amendments to the federal constitution to allow automatic citizenship to the children born to Malaysian mothers and foreign fathers, and
yeah,
this would be tabled in Parliament sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hawa, with everything that I just shared just now, what are your thoughts on, you know, this equal citizenship thing in Malaysia?
Yeah, because I was born there, till I was two, then we moved to Subang Jaya, I mean to Malaysia in Subang Jaya. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, to me it's not a problem because, I mean, I wish that we can have dual citizenship so that it's easy for us to go back there.
Yeah.
I wanted to pursue my master's there or PhD maybe inshallah, but you know, it would be easier if your citizenship is USA, right? Mm-hmm. But right now mine is Malaysia. But I have a friend, both of his parents are Malaysian, but they're there in Illinois, in USA. He's a footballer, and he was offered to play for Malaysia. Yeah, his parents both are from Malaysia, but he can't because of his citizenship is in the US. But he's a good football player, so he can't play for Malaysia. So to me, that's a waste because he was trained there for years. For 18 years, he's a good football player to represent Malaysia, but because of the citizenship, he couldn't. So, to me, I wish it would be easier for the future. Yeah, and for people like you as well, right?
Yeah. So, how was your process actually? You know, conferring the citizenship. So, you moved back to Malaysia
for good.
When you were how old?
Two.
Yeah. Okay, so you just went back and then you were just you changed your citizenship.
It's just like that. It's very simple, but you know there are so many advantages if you have dual citizenship.
Malaysian government, if you're watching this,
hopefully yes,
but
please.
Yeah, perhaps so. We have a lot of issues that should be prioritized, especially this equal citizenship rights. And we're hoping, you know, this bill will be passed in the first stage and then perhaps, you know, made into a law to actually allow all Malaysian children, doesn't matter if their mom or their father is Malaysian, they all deserve equal citizenship rights or automatic citizenship rights
to make it fair.
Yes, exactly. we're all about equality, equity and whatnot. Okay, so how you said also that you were still in current affairs now, right?
Still open to doing it.
You're still open to doing it. Yeah. So in the journalism industry, what was your beat? You know, you said that you had interest, or you started with talking about women issues, health as well.
Yeah.
So if you were to like grow yourself in certain issues, what would you advocate? What's your beat?
You know, I've never planned to do anything. That's bad. You better plan.
I don't plan either.
Really?
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, I have like so many ambition, like to be a fashion designer, to be a scientist, a lawyer. But apparently, I was a broadcast journalist, TV host, and suddenly an actress. You know, probably people see that I'm doing it all. But at the same time, I don't have my focus. Okay. So when you ask this is a really valid and a good question. Because I'm still looking for it. But I think right now, my interest is more on mental health, probably health, and probably the opportunities given before are more on women, lifestyle, and health issues. So I think probably that's what I'm trained and my interest is that. So I think I'll probably create more content on that. The plan is there, but haven't executed them yet.
at least you have a plan right there.
So yeah, because I don't want my postings to be all OOTDs, all
fashion.
At least you want to give some
value, some knowledge.
Exactly.
And I totally agree that I feel that it's great that you have that, you know, mindset and also the background that you had, the experience.
Alhamdulillah.
So yeah, even if you don't, if people have their interest in certain topics, I feel like it's really great that people would, you know, do their proper research before posting anything, and then maybe educate the younger generations out there. So we have just about like one or less than 1 minute left. Do you have anything you'd like to tell the audience
youth?
Yes, for the young Malaysians venturing into content creation, what's your final words for them?
All right. Just enjoy your journey and do whatever you like. But at the same time, make sure that before you create, before you post it, remind yourself of the intention of doing it, the give up, or the impact that you want to give to your audience. So enjoy and do your very best.
Okay, so that was Hawa Rizwana Rizwan. Thank you so much for joining us on It's About Youth tonight. My name is Soraya Mia, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.